Welcome to episode number 332 of Sleep Whispers. This is a Daycorn episode filled with acorns about my favorite things that you can feed to your brain squirrels during the day. Hence, Daycorns. I'm Harris. And I created this tranquilizer of restless brain squirrels to help you to relax at any time of the day. Alright, today's daycorns will include, as usual, some of my favorite TV shows, movies, podcasts, books, and quotes. As well as some of my favorite ASM artists on YouTube. One of these individuals has almost 2 million subscribers. Another one says the word chocolate in a way that will melt your brain. And I'll tell you how another one was almost fired from his job because he made ASMR videos. I will also share tips about an easier way to rake leaves, how to stress less when you have to do 2-factor authentication, and I have other tips about pillowcases and boring soup. Yeah, it's like crazy random stuff. I'll also tell you about a cheap way of jotting down notes that is easier than a dry erase whiteboard. I'll also tell you about the perfect portable charger for your cell phone and the world's best case for your cell phone, which is a pretty bold claim. But I showed this case to some of my students and they were amazed. So I have some evidence. Each of these daycorns is listed in the episode notes for your convenience, and many have a helpful link that you can tap to learn more. Okay, now sit back, relax, and hear all about today's daycorns. My first daycorn is the TV show Clarkson's Farm. It stars Jeremy Clarkson, who was one of the hosts of Top Gear, and his wife also is on this new show. I watched it on Amazon Prime Video, and it's a very funny reality TV show about a husband and wife who try to run a farm for the very first time. And this is no backyard garden. Their farm is over 1,000 acres, which would be a massive challenge for any farmer. And this married couple, they're first time farmers. I love this type of reality show, probably because I enjoy watching people bite off more than they can chew. If you ever thought about starting a farm, this show may convince you otherwise. My wife and I loved this show so much that we rewatched both seasons. My next acorn is the movie I Love My Dad. It stars Patton Oswalt, and I watched it on Hulu. This is a drama about a father who tries to reconnect with his son by catfishing him. Now, don't worry if you're not really sure what catfishing is. I'll explain the movie's premise. The son is upset with his father for some reason. I can't even remember. But the son blocks his father on social media. But the father wants to reconnect with his son. So the father creates a fake social media profile of a young, hot woman. The father then uses the fake account of the hot woman to be able to continue communicating with his son. Yeah, you see where this is going. The son falls in love with the hot woman, but the hot woman is actually his father. Hence the title of the movie, I Love My Dad. Are you ready for the most shocking part? This is based on a true story, which, yeah, ramps up the cringe factor a bit. But this movie is also funny at times. And overall, I thought it was quite a sweet movie. My wife and I both love this movie, so do give it a try. My next acorn is the podcast. Well, that's interesting. If you love my Trivia Time episodes and my Whisperpedia episodes, then you are going to love this podcast. It's a hilarious sciencey show for people who like learning about weird stuff, which I know that describes me, and I bet it describes you. Alright, listen to these questions that they answer on the podcast. Can hair grow between your teeth? Can we ever lose our moon? Do great white sharks have best friends? How big is the largest kidney stone? And can you stop hiccups by massaging your... I'm not going to finish that question. If you want to hear how that last question ends, and trust me, you do, then just search for, well, that's interesting, in your podcast player, or use the link in the episode notes. My next acorn is a tip for raking leaves. And here's my tip. Don't rake them. Instead, just run your lawnmower over them without a bagger attached. This will simply chop them up into small bits and turn your leaves into dry mulch. Those chopped up leaves will be almost invisible on your lawn and will fertilize your lawn for next year. I do this every year, and it's so easy. No back strain from raking, and no wind blowing your leaf piles around, which is so frustrating. Yeah, easy peasy, mulchy leafy. That's ridiculous. My next acorn is an amazing goodie. Well, it's an amazing book titled The Fifth Sacred Thing. I read this book decades ago and I've never forgotten it. It takes place in the year 2048 after some sort of apocalypse. There are only two civilizations left in California. One is war-centered and lives in Los Angeles, and the other one is peace-centered and lives in San Francisco. A tribe from LA is on a march to attack San Francisco, so San Francisco needs to decide if they will fight back or maintain their peaceful ways. I found this book to be a wonderful mix of dystopian chaos and philosophical principles. Use the link in the episode notes if this book intrigues you. My next acorn is the YouTube channel ASMR Glow. If you watch any ASMR videos on YouTube, then you probably already know about ASMR Glow. She has almost 2 million subscribers and has created almost 900 ASMR videos, which of course includes lots of gentle whispering, which I know you love. Now, she is not only one of the top ASMR creators, but I'm happy to share she's also a good friend of mine. I've gone out to dinner with her and her fiance, and I can tell you that she is as kind, caring, and genuine as the person you see on YouTube. Her ASMR videos are super relaxing and very high quality. They will lull your brain squirrels right to sleep. If you haven't watched her relaxing videos before, then just click the link in the episode notes so you can experience the whispering heaven of ASMR Glow. My next acorn is a tip for swallowing pills. I've always struggled with swallowing pills, especially large, hard, dry pills. But about 6 months ago, I heard a tip on a medical show podcast. They said that if you turn your head to one side when swallowing pills, it makes it much easier. I tried it, and it really works. I was quite surprised. I visualize that turning my head may constrict my throat a little, like wringing out a towel, and that must somehow make it easier to swallow pills. I don't know. It just seems to work for me. My next acorn is another amazing goodie. This goodie is a large can of dry crumbles of fake meat. That probably doesn't sound very appealing, but this stuff is great in soup. It tastes like mini meatballs to me, even though it is a plant-based product. It is also great as a dry topping on salads, kind of like bacon bits. There is one other way I like eating these dry fake bits of meat. If you really trust me, then try this. I pour some of this dry, crumbly fake meat into a small bowl, and then I dip a banana into it, and I take a bite. It is delightful, and my favorite way to eat a banana. Use the link in the episode notes if you want to get some of this fake crumbly meat. My next acorn is the podcast Sleep With Me. Yep, you've heard me rave about this podcast before. I just can't recommend it enough. It's hosted by my buddy, Drew Ackerman, who you may know better as Scooter. You will love his hypnotic voice, bizarre bedtime stories, and his fun personality. Your restless brain squirrels will be fast asleep in no time. Just search for Sleep With Me in your podcast player, or use the link in the episode notes. My next acorn is a tip for pillowcases. Over the past few years, I noticed my pillows slowly sliding out of my pillowcases. I know. First world problem. But it is annoying. Every couple weeks, I would need to push my creeping pillows back into their pillowcases. This problem started when I switched to pillows that had a smooth fabric on them. So it may not happen to you, but I figured out how to fix it. Yeah, safety pins. I now just keep my pillowcases closed with safety pins. So simple. My next acorn is another amazing goodie. You probably have a portable charger or charging brick for your phone. These are basically rectangle-shaped batteries that you can use anywhere to recharge your phone. They tend to be pretty big, about the size of your phone, and you connect it to your phone with your usual charging cable. Well, I have a better, smaller, and easier suggestion. It is a lipstick-sized portable charger that plugs directly into your phone. It's much smaller than a charging brick, and you don't need your charging cable. It sort of sticks to the bottom of your phone, making it easier to charge your phone anywhere. Tap the link in the episode notes if you want one for your Android phone or for your iPhone. My my next acorn is the YouTube channel Paris ASMR. This is an amazing ASMR video creator on YouTube whose name is Flo, and he's also a friend of mine. Now, how amazing are his ASMR videos? Well, he has over 250,000 subscribers. Yeah, that amazing. He not only has a relaxing and gentle personality, but he also has the bonus of speaking French or English with a French accent, which is my favorite type of accent for ASMR content. I'm feeling relaxed just thinking about it. I do a lot of interviews about ASMR when I'm asked what male ASMR artists I enjoy and or recommend. Paris ASMR is one of my immediate choices. If you like whispering, French accents, and the word chocolate, then use the link in the episode notes and search for the word chocolate on the Paris ASMR YouTube channel. His whispered videos about fine chocolates will put you in a state of complete bliss. Use the link in the episode notes right now to go hear him say chocolate in a delightful French accent. My next acorn is a tip for two-factor authentication. You probably know what I'm talking about. This is when you want to log into some website on your laptop or desktop computer. But to do this, the company also sends a text to your phone with a passcode. The text with the passcode will then pop up on your phone. You then have about 3 seconds to memorize the passcode on your phone and type it into your laptop before the numbers disappear. If you type it wrong, forget the number, or you didn't notice the text alert right when it popped up, then you have to open up the message app on your phone and find the text message. So annoying. I have a horrible memory, especially for numbers, so I always get stressed when I have to deal with these passcode pop-ups on my phone. Until I made one simple change. I went into my phone settings and I changed my text messages from temporary, which means they only stay on my screen for about 3 seconds, to persistent, which means they stay there until I swipe them away. Now when I get a text with a passcode, it sits on my screen and I have plenty of time to read the numbers and type them on my laptop. Yay, one less source of stress in my life. My next acorn is another amazing goodie. In a prior acorn, I praised the handiness of small whiteboards. have something that is similar, but it's also quite different. It's an LCD writing tablet, and it only costs between $10 to $20. It's a small electric tablet that you can write on with a stylus. It's great for jotting down ideas or writing a quick note. They are usually marketed to children as a cheap and easy thing for them to scribble or draw on. It is simple, like a whiteboard, except when you want to erase the writing on it, you just press a button. Boom. The whole surface erases in a nanosecond. Also, because you're using a plastic stylus, you never have to worry about the markers running dry. My wife and I use one in the kitchen to leave notes to each other, or just to leave notes to ourselves. Use the link in the episode notes if you want to check it out. My next acorn is the YouTube channel Sensor Adi ASMR. The wonderful ASMR videos on this channel are created by a very talented and passionate man named Adrian. He has 250,000 followers. And are you ready for this? He has created over 1,400 ASMR videos. That is simply incredible. He's a high school teacher in Poland who almost lost his job in 2015 because the school administrators didn't understand what ASMR videos were. With the help of a lawyer and some ASMR researchers, myself included, he fought back and explained that ASMR videos were not harmful. In the end, the school administrators learned about the benefits of ASMR and allowed him to keep his job, and as importantly, he was allowed to keep his ASMR video channel. Use the link in the episode notes right now so you can see what beautiful and relaxing ASMR videos he creates. My next acorn is a tip for pouring soup. Whenever I have to pour soup from a pot or a pan into some other container, I get a little bit stressed. What tends to happen is that a wee bit of the soup splashes out and lands on my shirt, no matter how slowly I pour it, until I finally figured out the obvious thing to do. Instead of pouring the soup towards me, I pour the soup away from me. Now the soup pot or the soup pan blocks any splashes from getting on my shirt. So simple. My next acorn is another amazing goodie. It's a cell phone case. I know. You love your cell phone case. But hear me out. This one is my favorite one ever, and I've tested many cases. If you love pop sockets or cases with built-in handles, or cases with built-in stands. Then you will love this one. On the back of the case is a large ring, but it is flat, so you don't even notice it when you hold your phone or when you put your phone on a table. A ring has a hinge on it, so you can open it, and it swivels 360 degrees, so you can turn it. That simple functionality allows you to do all of the following. Prop your phone on a table in upright portrait mode. Prop your phone on a table on its side in landscape mode. Loop your fingers through the ring so you can hold your phone more steadily with one hand. Hook the phone on the top of your laptop screen, on the back of a wooden chair, or on an upright tray table on a plane. You can also hang your phone on anything that juts out, like a nail on the wall, or when your tray table is down on an airplane, you can hang your phone on the hook that holds your tray table up. Basically, just play with it. You'll find so many ways to prop, hold, hook, or hang your phone whenever and wherever you need to. And yeah, that fancy ring on the back still allows wireless charging, and it works with Android phones or iPhones. I put a link to it in the episode notes so you can view it and better understand everything I'm describing. My final daycorn is an inspirational thought for your squirrels to chew on for the rest of your day. Here it is. When you help another person, you are like a candle lighting another candle. You are giving something precious while losing nothing. Again, when you help another person, you are like a candle lighting another candle. You are giving something precious while losing nothing. This is the end of tonight's Daycorn episode. If you'd like to become a Silk Plus member and get free access for a limited time to over 500 more relaxing episodes, which include all the prior Daycorn and Acorn episodes, then just use the link in the episode notes or go to silkpodcasts.com. I hope you and your squirrels have a wonderful day, a wonderful night, and the sweetest of